Genesis chapter number 1, and I'm going to be reading verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter number 5 and verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Psalm 8. Psalm 8. And I'm closing my Bible reading with this verse of the scriptures as we quickly run through the word of the Lord. Psalm 8. And we're looking at verse 6. Psalm 8 and verse 6. Thank you, Father. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Almighty Father, I thank you for the authority of your word. Your word is ever consistent. Your word is the authority we stand upon. By your word we were all made and created. And by your word we all came to be. And our lives and our soul and our destiny sustained by your living word. Thank you for anointing my lips to bring a restoration, to bring a total repair and a recovery of the manhood. Glory and honor be ascribed unto your holy name, even now and forevermore. And let all the people say the loudest, amen. Amen. The man, Adam. That's what I'm sharing with us today. The man, Adam. The man was created in God's image and in God's likeness from the passage of the scriptures we just read, the text in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Within every man, God has put the unlimited possibilities for good, unlimited possibilities for growth, unlimited possibility for grace, for greater achievements and accomplishments in life. The man's mind is mightier and taller than the tallest mountain that any eyes can see. Man is stronger than the forces of the wind and is more powerful than the current of the seas. The spirit of the man is a real man. It contains the seed of vital energy. It contains creativity. It contains inspiration. It contains infinite potentials. It contains dynamic immortality. What God has put inside of the spirit of man. And that's why the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, he shall stand before God in judgment. Why? Because the spirit of the man has been made to be so dynamic in nature. That after the flesh is dead, the spirit of man continues to live. It took the divine counsel of God. It took the Trinity for them to come to a decision on man's formation. It wasn't just a divine flight that God gave an order and God said, let man be. Man was a result of the counsel of the Trinity. God had to sit down together with the Son and with the Holy Spirit for them to decide, because how man is going to be and how important man's place is going to be upon the earth. Man's creation alone was not merely accomplished by divine fiat, but it was also the subject of divine counsel. In Genesis chapter 1, where we read, you see in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. How important man was going to take over the works and the affairs of the earth. The earth was created by God, and God made everything in its fullness. But then the Bible testified to us of something that happened on the earth before Adam was formed. And that was, the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void. Something happened. I have taught us many, many years ago in Panyam Street on how the enemy came and devastated and destroyed the earth before the formation of men. And God had to come back again to restore the earth again. And the Bible says, and let there be light, and there was light. And God began to speak into existence the things that the enemy came and destroyed. And then God created man in his own image and in his own likeness. And God handed over the rulership and the leadership of the entire earth. And the Bible says, and God told man and said, replenish. It means that I told us this several years ago, that the word replenish, it means to refill. It means something was there before, but that was taken away. And now you've got to put it back again to order. And God gave man that authority to replenish the earth, to take possession of the entire earth. Man was not, was a work of God and not the works of molecules and the works of monkey. Just like you have the theory of evolution. They said that every man is a product. Our ancestors are monkey. My ancestors are not monkey. God is the one who created me in his own image and in his own likeness. The theory of evolution is to downgrade and degrade man from the creation of God that is created in the image of God and in the likeness of God to a monkey. And that's why they call you an animal. You look like your father. They look like their father, the monkey. I am not a monkey. I am the seed of Christ. I am the seed of God. I am created in the image of God. Now I want you to follow me carefully here today, because I have a lot to share with every man that is seated here. And I prophesy to all the men that are watching around the world that all the virtues you have lost, the Lord is going to restore them back today. So who then is this man? The man is the righteous man. I'm talking about not the fallen man, but the man created in the image of God. The man that has a seed of Christ inside of him is called Salem in the Hebrew word, meaning the exact resemblance of God. Man is the model, is the shape, is the exact picture that God brought out and said, this is what I look like. Salem. In the Hebrew word, man's dominion includes everything. Man's dominion includes the sun, includes the moon, includes the star. In Psalm chapter 8, where we read, and in the final restoration of man, when man will be restored again in rulership, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 to 28, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 7 to 9, when man shall be restored back again to his rulership, man shall take dominion of the heaven and the earth. Man shall control the sun. Man shall control the moon. Man shall control the air. Man shall control the waters. Man shall control the vegetation. Man shall control everything around. No wonder Joshua understood what God has put inside of a man. Joshua said, sun, stand here. Moon, stand here. And the Bible says, the sun, obey. The moon, obey. So what is man? Number one, man is the image of God, the exact image of God. Number two, man is the expression of divine purpose. Number three, man is the existence of harmony and order. Number four, man is the elder or the government model. He is the head of all things. Who is man? Man is the end of wickedness. The end of a phase in the chapter of the earth into a new phase. Who is man? Number six, man is the engine of success and stability. Who is man? Number seven, man is the enlargement of a generation. Naturally and spiritually. Who is a man? Man is the excellency of God's creative wisdom and ability. Who is man? Man is the epitome of joy, life, power, grace, upholder, redeemer, and supplier of the human need. But then what has suddenly happened with all of the glory that God has put inside of man? What has happened to men? Men suddenly have fallen from their exalted seed after being restored by Christ to a debased life. The life of a slave. The life of a servant. Satan was supposed to be subject to man, but man is subject to the control of the enemy. When God destroyed the works of the devil, he empowered man. No wonder when Jesus came and conquered death, conquered Satan. Oh, Mahantayaba. He said this word to man. He said, I give unto you power to do what? You shall trade upon snakes and scorpions. He said, whatsoever thing you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Man. Man lost that glory. Why? Number one, because of unfaithfulness and insubordination to his own maker and to his own head. Many of us men think that you don't have a control. You don't have a ruler over your head. You do the things you feel like doing. You act the way you feel like acting. You go to the places you feel like going without taking permission from your head, without taking order from the one that owns you, the one that you will give account of. Man fail because of man's unfaithfulness. That's why you can go around and sleep with a young girl. That's why you can go around and mess up with a woman that is not your wife. That's why you can steal from the treasury because you feel that you are in control. Every man that is a head over your head. Number two, man fail because of the unfathering of a generation. A generation that do not father its own sons and daughters. They are never a model, never showing the pattern of the kingdom of God and of the standard of God. When you move around the streets and go into homes and family, you see men not fathering their home, men not deciding, men not giving direction, men not developing their family in the standard of God. God said about Abraham, one thing I know, this man Abraham, he shall raise his children after him. A father generation. A generation that do not know discipline. A generation that do not know how to develop themselves in the way of God. Man fail because man refused to father its own generation. Number three, because of the high level of infidelity among men. Involvement in sexual immorality. Just go to Waste of Mind and you will see the proof of the fall of man. Man! Moving around with girls, children that you can give birth to, somebody that is your younger sister, you are an animal. It's only an animal that will see a younger animal and sleep with. You have lost your honor. You have lost your glory. You stupid girls, for a spin-off of some sardine and some fish and 5,000 to pay your school fees, you sell your glory. I'm coming to you. Infidelity. Involvement in sexual immorality. I'm not just thinking about sleeping physically with a woman alone, but many men have lost their glory. They have lost their value. They wrap themselves around women. Can you imagine a man that is married? A man that is supposed to be the man, the provider, the supplier, the promoter, the provider, the supplier of his family. Can you imagine such a man hanging around a woman that is not his wife to pay his house rent? Man! Can you imagine a man marry
lived with his own wife and children, sitting around with another woman that is not his wife. They spend all the hours. What are you doing? Man is supposed to be in the garden walking. By the time man walks, comes out of the garden, he's so tired, he comes back home to drink fresh water from his family. Lazy man. Infidelity. That's why you see a lot of people hold themselves up. They are men and they tell you 5 years I've not been working. 3 years. Thank God. You don't come to my office with that story or else you will live with some koboko in your body. A man once came to my office. He said to me, I want you to help me. Help you what? I want you to help me. This is 5 years now. I've not been working. See my certificate. I've been applying everywhere. I stood up on my chair. I said, get out of this chair. He came out of that. I said, kneel down. He knelt down. I gave him a slap. Pew! I said, who slapped you? He said, my father. I said, your father. Do I look like a coward? He said, no. Do I look like a lazy man? He said, no. What brought you here is man. Be a man. Walk out of my office. God carry a chaba and chaba. A man that does not feed his family is worse than an infidel. 3 days later, I saw him coming with an Okada. And the way he was riding it like a big man. With his shoulders bent. And I was passing by. I said, bro, how are you? He said, daddy, I'm doing fine. I prophesy over your life. Anything the devil has done to take away your glory, the Lord is going to restore it back to you. Say, Father, restore our man. Hallelujah. It is only an animal. A man. No, Namahasayaba. A man that have lost his glory that can go to a graveyard to carry the head of somebody and cut to make money. No! Men are not. No! Men are preservers. Men are keepers. Men are protectors of divine heritage. Unplanned future. You see so many men giving back to children without creating a future for them. Give back to the first one. Give back to the second one. Give back to the third one. Give back to the fourth one. Give back to the fifth one. An unplanned future. An unplanned life. And they leave responsibility for others. Careless life. Unfocused life. What do you think will make a Samson to lose out his glory on the last of a Delilah? Stupid boy. When men fail, they are not accountable to anybody. Samson fell. He's not accountable to God. He could do what he feel like doing. God is a God of order. God is a God of standard. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. The word of God can never be reduced for any man. God will never reduce his standard for you. Men have lost their glory because of the wrong friendship they have developed in their life and wrong associates in their lives. People that will not shape them rightly. People that will not talk them into doing the things that will glorify God. Men have lost that glory because of the wrong kind of friends. Sit down around and see the great people that Satan have ruined their lives because of a friendship that Satan developed around them. Wrong friendship. Not friendship that will steer you into holiness. Not friendship that will steer you into righteousness. Let me say it very clear. In clear terms to every man that is sitting down here. I don't care what God is using you to do in the life of any woman on the planet earth. No woman apart from your wife should be the closest person to you. Number two. No woman is allowed to be your friend. You can counsel her. You can instruct her. You can advise her. Quit.
You don't have male friends. You hang around women. In those days when we were small, I will tell you too. In those days when we were small, if you flock around girls, there is a word they call you. Women rapper. When a boy, at the age of 5, 6, he begins to withdraw from his mother to sleep with his father or to sleep with boys because he doesn't want to be called a woman. And now you see people in cult Christians. The best people that surround you are women because of little stomach. Stomach. Check it. Stomach. Poverty that is killing you that you refuse to kill. You are not even the pastor of that woman. You are not her shepherd. You are the one that spends more time. Useless man. I prophesy over your life, every man that is sitting down here, all that the devil has put inside of you, I remove them out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. David was lying on his bed. He was about to die. He was about to breathe the last breath. He turned to Solomon and he used the last word. He said, be the man. Man lost it because of fellowship with God. You see, people, men always flocking around. You see them more in political parties than in church. See them more on the streets where there are gossip than in church. Men are less. You find that women are taking over the priesthood from the hands of men. But man is meant to be the one to lead. Let me give you this story for you to understand very clearly. Go and check it throughout history. Whenever there is no man in a family, God commits the priesthood into the hand of the woman. But the moment a man is born, there is an automatic transfer. Even when your husband is an unbeliever and you are the one leading, the moment the man gets converted, the Spirit of the Lord takes over him, works on the man 24 hours, and he restores him back. Because it is God's order. What did man lose when he disobeyed God? The word disobedience means anokopatos in Hebrew. It means that man refused to be under subjection. Man refused to be. Man became undisciplined. Man became unruly. He's no more under law. He's no more under regulation. He's no more under discipline. When man failed and disobeyed God, number one, he lost his spiritual and physical eternal life. Isaiah 59 verse 2, the greatest treasure of man, the greatest wealth of man, he lost it. He lost it because of his disobedience, because of his unruly life, his spiritual and his physical and eternal life. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 to 21. Number 2, man lost his communion with his maker. Man lost his conversation with God. Isaiah 59 and verse 2. Number 3, man lost fellowship with the animals that were around him. Animals were to serve his interests. Animals were to serve and supply to his need. Man lost that influence. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 2. Number 4. Man lost his full dominion over all things. Full control. Full dominion over all things. Psalm chapter 8. And number 5. Man lost his perfect God's consciousness. That God's consciousness, that fear of God was gone out of man. That's why some of us men, you can sleep around with women on the altar. You can sleep around with people that are not even your wife. That's why there are lesbians today. That's why there are homosexuals. Because you have lost God's consciousness. You are so stupid as a man to say you are having a man as your husband, as your wife. If God judged Sodom in this world, if you don't repent, if God doesn't judge you, he will apologize. Recently, so many men that are looking for satanic money are sleeping with men through their anus. They call it the anal sex. They ferry boys. They carry them across. I once shared with you one day, when I was coming from Yola, I went to pray with my son, the governor of Adamawa State at that time. While I was coming, I was in the plane. I didn't know that those rich Alajis, they were homosexuals.
And they were the closest friends of the vice president that time. I got into the plane. They saw the governor came to the airport to bid me by. I got into that plane. As I put my briefcase to sit down, one of the men turned around and said, "You look so handsome." I said, "Thank you. Good compliment." Sat down on my seat. And as the plane took off, the richest among them came around and said, "You have a sexy eye." Me? How does sexy eye look like? When you came into this plane, he said to me, "You have such a good body build up." Ah, man! And at that moment, my eyes were turning red. When he finished, I turned to him and I said to him, "Are you a homosexual?" "I am not." "If you think you have gotten another man, you have lost it. I am the man." When we landed, I called the governor. He said, "Ah, Kasa Dudosu." Men that have lost their glory. Men that have lost their God consciousness. I don't care whether 1 million women, 1 million men should stay naked and then your eyes are seeing them. A man with God consciousness will wrap up his zip. But because you have lost God's consciousness, that's why you do what you feel like doing. Genesis chapter 2 verse 25. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. Romans chapter 7. Number 6. Man lost the right to the tree of life. The right to enjoy an eternity with God. Eternal life. Enjoying the glory of the Father. Genesis chapter 3 verse 22. Number 7. Man lost the garden home. Lost the glory of his own family. Lost the place of beauty that God has kept for him. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 27. Number 8. The glory of God departed. How can a man ever survive without the glory? How can a man ever walk in this life without the glory? How can a man ever work the streets of this life without the glory of God? But when man lost it by disobedient, unbrilliant life, disobedient life, trying to do things in his own way, outside the word of God, trying to do things in his own path, outside the word of God, he lost the glory. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. Number 9, righteousness and true holiness was gone. That's why men are trying to water down holiness. They tell you it doesn't matter. You can cheat, it doesn't matter. You can steal, it doesn't matter. You can live like a Rastafarian, it doesn't matter. I said this in America. Of course, all of you should know, America is a place you don't say everything. Or else you will lose the people. But forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. If the word of God will never be reduced for anybody, I will never reduce the standard for anybody. And I told the people in America, have you ever seen an American president being a Rastafarian? The church have so much made the gospel so easy. A Rastafarian comes with his Rastafaria. A boy that is having a good hair, he goes to plait the hair. And he comes to be singing, dan, dan, dan. Because the church has lost its holiness. The church has lost its righteousness. Can you imagine a man, putting on earrings? You are a slave. Where have you seen any president of any country putting earring? Honorable men are honorable. Slaves are slaves. Your pastor tell you it doesn't matter. You see, we have to reach out to the X generation. Then they come with a patch jeans. And then patch at the back. They put a trouser at the buttock. That man, you are a prisoner. Because men have lost their holiness. Men have lost their consciousness. Number 10, Men have lost their perfect health. God wants us to live healthy. Let me tell us the truth here. There is power in purity. There is power in holiness. It keeps you healthy. It takes sickness from you. It takes disease from you. Man lost it. Always falling into one sickness or the other. Because of man's disobedience. Genesis chapter 3 verse 16. Right down to 19. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17. Number 11. Man lost all the benefit of perfect union with God. How can I walk with God and yet be going through some of the things that I'm going through? God may allow you to go through a wilderness experience, but that wilderness experience always have an end. God may allow you to go through the furnace. When you are refined, that furnace comes to an end. But because of your disobedience, your rudeness, your high-heartedness, God said, I will allow you to keep suffering there until you make up your mind to follow me. There are some of the men you're praying for. Oh God, open the heavens and bless them. God said, who? Until this life teaches them lesson. You remember the case of Joseph? Joseph was so arrogant, so rude inside of him. God said, Joseph, where I'm taking you, where I'm taking you to, this kind of a heart would destroy you. And the Bible says, and God made a provision for Joseph's lifting. And suddenly Joseph was remembered. And God made an open the door. Joseph came around and said, is this a protection of with God? Genesis 4:40. Tell me. God said, Joseph, with all the journey I took you through, your language is not still changed. More punishment. Heaven lift up the favor. And Joseph was forgotten for 2 years. The Bible says, two fools. When God is dealing with you, you can't do anything in this life. You can't reduce it until the fullness of time. When Joseph was broken inside, humility is not. Hello? How are you? Humility is the condition of the heart. The proudest people are the poorest people. You see somebody, you call him, he's very humble. Why has God not remembered him? God resisted the proud, but gave grace to the humble. And it's the humble suffering. That is contradictory to the word of God. And God said, all right, Joseph, let me deal with that nature. At the end of the journey, Joseph again, God created an opportunity. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, sir, what you're talking about, interpretation is not with me, sir. The Lord shall give Pharaoh an interpretation of this matter. God said, you got it. I'm raising you up to announce me to the world. Now, I block the mind of everybody here, even the ones that are more intelligent than you. And the king turned around the whole council and said, ladies, gentlemen, is there anybody in this council that can handle this matter? The astrologers, the professors, the psychologists, the engineers, the scientists, all of them said, sir, the intelligence of this man supersedes ours. None of us is qualified. Make him. When God sets you up, envy cannot stop you. Naturally, this man would have said, no, let's not support him. A visitor, a stranger, a slave to this country. How can he go ahead of us? King, God, give us 10 minutes. Let us consult among the council and we'll come back to you, sir. But when God is in charge, he will neutralize men's decision in order to plant you there. Every man that is sitting down in this tent, all that you're going through in your life, God knows. God is allowing you to go through the fire in order to get you right. The day you become right, you will get the world to go after you. And at the end of the day, all the men said, "Sir, only Joseph." And the king said, "Joseph, consensus, candidate." Everybody agreed. "Now, chain the rope. Potiphar, come, remove the dress, put the royal one. Go to my wardrobe, remove. I have never made anybody vice president. But for the first time, I'm going to create an office called the office of the vice president. Go, change his garments, clothe him, put him on the chariot. Nobody has ever rode on that chariot except me. But now, I give you power. I am only going to be a figurehead. But everything that concerns leadership will be on your hand. Stretch your finger." Joseph was doing like this. "Stretch it." And Joseph was bringing it. And Pharaoh came down, stretched the ring, put into his hand. Joseph, he said, "Is this true?" And they said, come on, lift up your head." Joseph was saying, "Put the garment on him, the change, and put the royal garment on him." And Pharaoh said, "Follow me here." And Joseph, he was following Pharaoh. And Pharaoh went inside his secret chamber and said, "Joseph, now square up. You are no more the slave. You are the second in command. Don't be acting like a slave anymore. Oh yeah, follow me. When you are walking with me, watch. Look at the way I walk." And Joseph will look. And Joseph squared up. He was also following Pharaoh. And Pharaoh stood and climbed his chariot. Joseph watched. He also climbed the chariot. Pharaoh did like this while he was waving to all his servants. And everyone that was around was watching, bowing down. Joseph said, "Okay, that is what I'm going to do." So Pharaoh came back and said, "Joseph, march on." And the chariots were going to take Joseph around the nation, around the city. While Joseph was going with the siren, Joseph held one hand. "Remember the words of Pharaoh. Don't think and behave like a slave. You have been upgraded in life." And Joseph began to wave to the servants. And Potiphar's wife was one of the women that bowed down. And Joseph looked at Potiphar's wife and said, "Ah! If I had sold my glory! I prophesy over you in the name that is above every name. Every man that have lost his glory, the Lord is going to restore your glory today. In the name of Jesus." Just surrender yourself. Just allow yourself. Just give yourself into the hands of the potter. When God is through with you, you will come out glorious. What is the man meant for? Number one, the man is meant to provide for the family. Number two, the man is meant to protect his entire family and nation. Number three, the man is meant to promote those standards in the family. Number four, the man is meant to be the priest of the family. The great intercessor, the mediator of his father's house and of his own family. Number five, the man is meant to preside over decisions in his home, decision in his nation, decision in his community. This is what the man is meant for. Provide. I say it again without missing words. The woman is not created by God, given by God's standard to provide for the home, the need of the home. The man is to provide. The man is meant to go to the farm and farm. The woman is meant to take care of the home front. The devil has so much entered the world that he's sweeping away. I'm going to talk with you. You're going to see something. A man said, the reason why there is such a high level of devastation is because both the man and the woman are all in the office and there is nobody to take care of the home front. And the enemy came into the home and gave our children wonderful cartoons and wonderful things. Do you know that sex is no more waiting for you to come? Sex is going after you. Just look at your newspaper, pornography. Look at the young children holding their cell phone. They are on the internet, Facebook. Naked girls. Naked women. If you want to see a woman 24 hours naked, go to the internet. It's open. Let me say this as I close. I'm coming to you, ladies. Don't be deceived. When a man is coming around you, I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. And then he draws you to the bed. That is an enemy of your life. Some of you, so stupid. You are allowing some of these men deceive you. You dress with your breasts open. You think they love you. They like that posture for sex. When they finish with you, they dump you. I was in London. A brother came for prayer. He knelt and said, "Daddy, I want you to pray for me. I'm coming to Nigeria. I'm trusting God for a wife." So I asked him, I said, "You mean in the whole of London?" And where was he coming to? He was coming to Opope, in a village, to look for a wife. Then I called the pastor. I said, "Do you know this man?" He said, "Yes." "Has he ever been in a relationship with anybody?" He said, "Ha, sir, three." He slept with all of them. Now when he needed a wife, he wants to come to the village. Well, why? You think you're doing, you think they love you. In the name that is above every name, every wrong man Satan has put inside your family, today I ask the wind of the Lord to blow them out of your family. How can Satan mess up your daughter? Look at a girl. I was told the story of a girl recently by my driver. He went to pray. He went to help out of this his own niece or nephew. Just about the age of 13 or 14. Somebody just virgin her. And then she's pregnant with few months pregnancy. And not just a few months pregnant. Hey! She's having HIV AIDS. Men! 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 There is one of my son, I won't call the name, but I've called the name several times. I said it a long time before, thousands. I said, "If you decorate these three with skirt and blouse, he will lose that height. He's so old that he doesn't respect his age. Sleeps around with his great granddaughters. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Hell is wide open. The man is to protect what has become to our men in Barking Ladi and in Riom. That strangers will come around and kill you. Kill your children. Kill your wife. Where are the men? Men are sleeping like animals. That lady. And they call themselves men. Go and check your Bible. You will never read anywhere. That's why when he came to Deborah, Deborah turned to the men and said, "It has never happened. And now if you want to, you are handing over the power to me. God will honor it. The glory shall come to a woman." Because women are not meant to go to war. That's why even when women are passing through war, the war will stop. They don't kill women. What has suddenly happened? I remember when we were having convention and the Muslims were destroying everywhere in Jos. Pastors were calling me on the phone. Pastor, Kakira governor, wallahi isna azwa. I led a team. My son came from Abuja with one of his good new jeep. I took the jeep to go to the war front. You are calling me to look for police for you? Cowards. They have blood like you have. They have eyes like you have. Let me tell you what a man is. If I die, let me die. I can't die a coward. If they will penetrate my family, they will have to kill me first. That's a man. Lift up your hands to heaven in Jesus' name. Say, Father, restore our men. Every demon of worldliness, come out. The man is meant to be the priest. You see, men don't pray. Men don't come to night vigil. Men don't spend time with God. Only chasing after business. Where you see business forum, men are fool. Politicians, men are fool. But the giver of all, they run away from him. Sold out their priesthood. Look at the ungodly. Every of their Friday prayer day. Check their mosque. It's filled with men. Check the church. It's filled with women. It ought not to be so. Churchy. Churchy, neither muchi. And when they suffer, they are the ones that cry most. See him go and sit down in a beer parlor. And then he sits down. He won't give offering. They are the ones that criticize and say, how much was spent? They can sit down in a beer parlor, take alcohol, even give to people. You won't drink? Drink now. Drink. I'll pay. Waiter, more gulda, supply. my mamu, but ki man tata bune, ki kau prukutu, kau darone, koesha. Stupid. He gets up from there. All his salary is gone. Comes back home. Mameng Abrahama. Kuna abati ina abinchi na. Boyaka abinchi. If you don't repent, God will judge you. If you don't repent, let me say, if you will not take your responsibility, God will clear you. You say they pray for me, make I die. What did they wait? Useless. You go enter court to me, fall inside, bronga. Your children and your wife will look for you. They will come and carry you. Matambulus. Not good. Matambulus. Kwimu adua. The man will come back to his senses. The next day again, he goes out. He falls into the gutter. He comes out. Mercy is there. But if you won't repent, God will carry you. You are useless. join a generation on a wrong path. Man is to preside. Man is supposed to be the source of stability. When you see the man, you see stability. When you see the man, you see strength. When you see the man, you see the source that there is a future for us. That is what man is supposed to look like. That's why when a man is absent for a few days, the home is like he's in the grave. Because the presence of the man gives you peace. Whatever happened, my husband will take us through. I remember my son, one day, we were together. I think it was in, while we were doing the work in Barkiladi. And he asked something and I said to him, do you think I have the money? And he said, you always have the money. Children always believe their dad got it. They are there to provide. Why do you think that after women have raised up their children, they are now grown up and married, they don't know their father, they begin to trouble their mother that suffered all the years? Where is my father? How do you redeem your lost glory, man? Number one, quickly, as we're going to pray. Number one, reconnect back to God your Father through Jesus Christ. Come back. The prodigal son came back to himself and said, why am I wasting here when I got a place that will redeem my image? Number two, revive your fellowship with God, your spiritual work with Christ. Number three, restore your fatherhood. Be a responsible father. Make up your mind, no matter how old you are, move out to the field. Go and work. Go and labor. Use your hand. You won't die. Be a responsible father. Look at your children's school. Do as much you will do. Look at your family. Provide their needs. I didn't say their want. Number four, relate with the right people that will shape your thoughts, shape your morality. If you want to be a wise man, walk with wise men. You want to be a foolish man, walk with foolish men. Let me say this to every man here. If you have a friend that is keeping a girlfriend, one day you're going to keep one. Stay off. Relate with the right man. Relate with the right women. I want to say this to somebody here. I want to say this to a man. It is better for you to stay alone and allow the word of God help you through than to associate with the wrong people. Number five, refuse to be involved. Refuse. Job said to himself, I've made a covenant with my eye. I will never look at the laughs of a woman and lust after her. Refuse to be involved in fornication, immoral lifestyles. Remember, immorality is not only sleeping with women physically, but immoral is the reduce, is the droppage of the standard of morality. Number six, rebuild your prayer altar. The strength of a man is his prayer base. Restore your honor. Find something to do and feed your family. Build your prayer altar. If there's anything the devil would do to destroy you as a man, is to disconnect you from the place of prayer. Number seven, recognize your spiritual authority. Know what you are. Know your value. Stay on course. If the captain of a boat or the captain of an aircraft loses out, the plane will surely crash. When men lose out of their leadership, when men lose out of their spiritual leadership, the storms of life will come. The trials of life will come. There's going to be shaking in your life, in your family. There's going to be shaking in your marriage. But all will be determined by the captain that is under steering. How much you hold fast, you will determine how stable. Because you build your life upon the living standard of God's word. So finally, I close with this word to you. Don't forget this, so have a correct and clear vision. Proverbs 29 and verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, my people perish. Number two, value your life according to God's standard. Make up your mind as a man. Don't just work because of the pay. Work because of the skills that will develop in you. If you don't have any work doing, don't sit down at home. Go and look for a place Where work is going on, engage yourself. Even if they're not giving you anything, work. Through that work, you're developing value for life. Be a man, a vessel unto honor. Not a vessel unto dishonor. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. Number 3, be vehement in the spirit. Be aggressive in your spirit. Men are not cold. Men are not just lazy. They're hot. Hot in the spirit. Hot all the time. What is it? They want to fulfill purpose because they know that their days are numbered. Teach me to number my days and how to apply my heart unto wisdom. Number 4, stay away from vain glory. Stay away trying to get rich quick. You will choke your heart with sorrow. Stay away from vain glory. What is killing many men today? Vain glory. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3. Finally, be vigilant and stay on purpose. The greatest tragedy in life is not the death of a husband. It's not the death of a man. But it's the death of God's image that has not fulfilled his purpose. Dying with all the investment of God going to the grave. The greatest tragedy is a man without a purpose. I challenge you from the youngest to the oldest man sitting down here. Be the man. Be the husband. Be the leader of your generation. Stay clean. Stay right. Give direction. Plant the right seed. Make up your mind. I will watch, for the enemy will seek after you. The enemy will look for a way to slay you and to trap you down. Let me say this word to you. When God was going to give the Redeemer, he sent a man into the world. He came as a man to redeem humanity. He was vigilant. He looked between the provision of Satan and the provision of God. He was willing to suffer in order to attain a better glory than the vain glory. Satan promised him vain glory. Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done. He was willing to go to the cross as a man. He was beaten. He stood. When you watch the film, you can see Mary standing and tears came when the tears were dropping. At the point there was no more tear. I believe Mary was saying, that's my son. That's the man. That's my son. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. For this purpose you were born. For this purpose you came into the world. He took the cross as a man. He went on to Calvary. He was nailed on the cross. He never gave up. He died on the cross in order to redeem humanity. Be the man. Let's pray. Bow your heads in prayer. Lift your voice wherever you are. In the next 2 minutes, cry out on behalf of men. Cry out for men worldwide. Oh God, restore our men. They are the ones messing up our politics. They are the ones destroying all the credibility of Nigeria. They are the ones all over the world. They are the lecturers in our universities, telling our daughters, if you don't sleep with me, I will not pass you in this exam. Hey! They are the ones buying all the cars, giving it to strange women, while their family, their father's house, all their brothers and sisters are suffering in poverty. If you're a woman here, you better pray. Better pray for your husband. Better pray for your wife. Better pray for your son and your son's sons, your brothers, wherever they are. It is a shame. It is a shame for a man not to be responsible. It is a shame. It's a disgrace for a man to lean on a woman for provision. It's a shame. It's a disgrace to your family. The devil is after men. If men will get it right, our women will also stop. Men are the fertilizers. They are the manures that the devil is using to enhance his own program. You are the potter. I am the clay.